I heard that the Jurassic Park is very close to that movie that Amazon Prime put out about sending people forward in time to fight a war against some animal things.
Oh. Well, everything rips off everything else nowadays, it seems.
Listen, and listen, I like the first Jurassic Park. I did.
Oh yeah, it's
second one is okay, but they've lost. I mean,
it's a sinking ship. Just let it go down.
Yeah, I mean, this is Hollywood trying to grab more money so they can keep supporting the progressive, you know, way of making movies that's not making them any money.
On the other hand, I will say this: last night I saw Top Gun: Maverick. Mm-hmm. That is a great fucking movie. Take your kids, take your wives, take your husbands, and you need to all go see this movie. Show it some support. I mean, it did phenomenally well. I think it's already made over $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not a whiff of woke bullshit in the whole thing. It's just simple, straightforward, muscular storytelling. Right. It's one of the best action movies I've seen in years.
So hang on. So they're using the old equation to make a movie.
Yeah.
And how much money did they make?
$145 million in its first weekend.
Okay. Now, this ticks the box of money talks and bullshit walks.
Amen.
And all of this, like, MCU and all this fucking horse shit, and they're fucking, you know, fucking with Lord of the Rings and fire, and what is
it? Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. They're changing Thor around.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fucking with all of the heroes.
What kind of CGI shit are you pulling to make Natalie Portman look jacked? You couldn't cake muscles on that woman. She's a vegan.
Yeah. You are correct.
It's not going to happen. There's a reason why they look so emaciated and Holocaust-y by the time they're 40. It's because their bodies have been completely ravaged by their dietary choices.
And, on a side note, that's the point I'm trying to get here, you know.
Yeah, I get it, though. It was so nice to just see a good, straightforward movie. I haven't really gone and seen a movie without a whiff of political correctness bullshit since I saw Ford v. Ferrari like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'm so sick and tired of having, like, you know, two or three gay people in the movie, and then you have to have the trans people. Then you have the racial diversity hires. They changed the plot so it all fits in there. And by changing the plot, they ruin the story, and no one wants to fucking see it.
And all the left is doing with these new iterations or reboots or whatever, they're just hijacking an existing IP because they want to try to insert their woke bullshit into something that already exists and has a fan base. So when that fan base turns on them, they can write clickbait articles about the toxic fandom.
Go ahead. That's fine. They can write all the toxic shit they want, but they're not getting the money. Like, what is the Rings of Power?
One's going to watch that.
It is getting ripped apart.
It hasn't even been released yet.
it's getting ratioed to no end. The previews are getting ripped apart.
And then Ghostbusters 2016. Oh, God. Like, shit like that.
Who the fuck?
Just bury it all under the hill.
Thing is, if the person that greenlighted the money to have that made needs to be ran out of Hollywood on a rail.
Damn right.
All right. Because that was horrific.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the newest one with the kids. I only saw parts of it.
Like Ghostbusters Afterlife is pretty fucking great.
Like, I saw a little clip at the end on YouTube where they're shooting the proton packs.
Yeah.
And then the dead guy shows up to help.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, wow. Oh, a little tear there. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
the
whole theater got real misty-eyed at the end of Afterlife. So that's another one that I can't recommend highly enough. There's definitely, you can kind of go through and look at the cast and be like, well, you weren't really hired, you know, because you were the best for the part, you know, and to that. But there's very little of that, and none of it's in your face in that one.
Yep.
But as, like, Maverick, it is just full on. It feels like it's a direct sequel to a great 80s movie, and it still feels like it could come right out of that era.
Like, the only thing that I have about it that's bothering me is It's unrealistic. There's no way a 60-year-old man is going to be still in fighter pilot duty. A captain would have been drummed out of the force after 12 years max.
Well, I understand that as well, but most 60-year-olds can't do the kind of shit that Tom Cruise actually does.
I'm just saying, either. in real life.
I know.
I mean, yeah, Tom Cruise is in great shape. I would probably be able to kick the shit out of him. I don't like the man at all.
So I didn't say he was a good person or anything.
No,
but
he's not a good person.
Still making great movies, and that's more than can be said for most of Hollywood.
I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say he's not a great person, because I've never personally met him. I have only seen him in interviews and interactions with fans and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I do have some people in the rumor mill department who worked on set with him in certain movies tell us he's a professional.
Yeah.
He's very rude, conceited, but, you know, he is on time. He shows up. He's ready to fucking do his shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why he's lasted this long.
Yeah.
Because when you hire Tom Cruise, you're getting the same thing every single time.
Mm-hmm.
He literally studies the part, shows up physically ready.
Yep.
And up until late, he would do a lot of his own stunts.
He's still doing all of his own stunts.
Some of them he won't anymore. He's getting old.
Well, in the Mission Impossible movies,
yeah.
He did everything.
Yeah, but
even broke his ankle jumping from one movie to another.
That's what I'm saying.
They actually have the shot in one of the first trailers that was released. You can actually see his ankle hitting the building and breaking back. Like, why would you put that in the trailer?
I'm just saying, though, it's like, you, as an actor, you spend a lot of time turning yourself into a commodity.
Yeah.
All right. And when a theater franchise hires you, they want that commodity, and they want it to do the same thing every time they use it, so it's dependable.
Yeah.
All right. Now, like, for instance, a lot of the newer stars run their fucking suck hole. Talk about politics.
Ugh.
Talk down to their fans.
Yep.
All right. They're nothing but problems on the set. They're not prepared. So, yeah, a lot of them, their careers only last 5 or 6 years because they're dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, the initial talent that brought them through the door and got them a shot was great, but they didn't turn themselves into a commodity, and they ran out of gas.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that Tom Cruise is still, you know, chucking right along, and he's got a two-part Mission Impossible movie, I think, to end the franchise coming next year, is because he stands apart from Hollywood enough to where he does produce all of his own work.
Yeah.
So he gets that say where he's like, hey, I'm gonna be doing my own stunts. You know, most of the time a studio will be like, well, we don't want you to risk. Like, fuck you, I'm Tom Cruise. I'm producing that. I'm putting my own money. We're doing it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.